Hi, it's good to have you join me on this client attraction webinar. One of the things people ask when they come to me is they bring a range of problems to me and they ask the question, how do I stop this happening? And they tell me all the things that are going wrong in the business, the way the revenue is not up to par, the quality of revenue is poor, it's inconsistent. There are clients on the client base they just wish they weren't dealing with, they're not enjoyable. They simply have created a wonderful service, maybe internally, that the team is there, the processes are right, but they can't attract the quality of clients that they want on a consistent basis, paying the right levels of fees. There's a whole range of things going annoyingly and frustratingly wrong in the business. And what I find with most of us is that we'd rather get rid of a problem that's hurting us, causing us pain and frustration, before we then aspire to something better. And that's perfectly natural. So I want to address things that you want to stop happening, things that really touch a raw nerve, and see if you and I are talking the same kind of language before we then talk about what do we now do to reverse that and aspire to something far better in our business and our lives. Let's have a look at the things that people bring to me and you'll probably identify with in their businesses that cause them problems. Firstly, professional advisors often feel that they're being choked by an increasing volume of clients. And incidentally, this is part of the problem of winning a sale or winning of a new client. You can bring them on, they can create new revenue for you, and that will go straight into your bank account and help this year be great in terms of revenue and profit terms and your personal lifestyle standards. But whenever you win a new client, you're then stacking up for the future a whole range of requirements of you and your service, your time, your business, and your support team. You need to recognize that. And eventually, if you're not properly prepared, if the business is wrongly, incorrectly structured, that will choke you and you'll start to run around like a headless chicken. So here's the problem that people want to stop happening. I'm being choked by an increasing volume of clients who all need a part of me. I wonder if you feel that. Have you ever felt that you're giving away days and weeks of your life each year for far too little money, for far too little a reward compared to what you think your service should be valued at? How do you turn that around? How do you stop that happening? How do you completely turn that on its head? And then often we are so grateful for referrals. I felt like this as a financial planner, so very grateful for clients sent to us where we don't have to spend masses of time and energy chasing after them, that we then find ourselves in a position backed into a corner where actually this client is not the kind of client I'd rather work with. How do we say no to the person referring that client to us? How do we say no, thank you, without destroying the relationship? In fact, how do we get ourselves to the position where we never have to say that ever again because the relationship produces the right quality of new prospective clients? How do we do that? How do we stop that happening, that pain? And then have you ever felt like you're being swamped by everything in your business? Paper all over the place, meetings to run off to, training to be done, so many compliance requirements laid upon you, clients calling you and interrupting your day. Do you ever feel suffocated by clients? And that wouldn't be so bad if only all of our client relationships, where that was happening to us, were enjoyable and inspired us and made us feel, you know, this is really worthwhile. But I bet within your business you have a lot of client relationships where your energy is being drained and the enjoyment is being sucked out of your daily comings and goings. The next set of questions that and problems that people bring to me, which they just wish would stop happening in their business, is where, for example, they feel like the client problems they're dealing with, the kind of clients coming to them, bringing their problems, their frustrations, their aspirations and hopes and dreams and objectives, well, they like dealing with the clients maybe, and certainly produces good revenue when they solve those problems. But the work itself is so tedious and simple. They feel they could solve the problems with their eyes closed, and frankly, sometimes they do. Have you ever felt like that? Do you feel like that now? Is that one of the reasons why you're here on this program? Also, realizing that the fun went out of your business some time ago. I have that problem brought to me all the time. And the person tells me, and maybe you feel this, that you're here simply to maintain an increasingly expensive lifestyle, where your revenue has to keep up with that. But where's the enjoyment gone? That's a question that maybe you need to solve and a problem you need to stop happening. Wondering why you bothered to get to this, I don't know, this seminar, why you bothered to learn this particular professional skill. You just sit there sometimes perhaps saying, why am I doing this? What am I getting out of this? You ever felt like that? The bills are being paid, but why am I bothering to extend or expend this energy on meeting the demands of regulators, on learning and growth? Why am I doing this? Because it doesn't feel good anymore. Maybe you're at that stage in your professional career. Well, you can solve that. There are ways of the attraction pillar helping you to ensure that doesn't happen anymore. I want to show you how to do that. Something else you might need to stop happening, where you know that your competitors and peers, maybe in your geographical surroundings, are really no better than you. In fact, sometimes and frequently, they're not as good as you are technically or in terms of qualifications or even financial planning ability, but they're outperforming you. They're creating far more revenue and you know it. They're attracting far better clients and you can see it. That's a horrible feeling, and that may be something you want to stop happening. Something else you might be wrestling with is having a reputation of dealing with just about everybody for any price. Everybody comes to you and you feel guilty in turning them away. Maybe your social conscience says, well, you know, they won't get proper financial planning from, I don't know, banks or bigger organizations, and I just have to deal with them because that's part of my responsibility. But in doing so, I'm getting a reputation for dealing with just about everybody, and that's who's being sent to me in terms of referrals, at any price, and it's killing me. I wonder if you ever felt like that. And then a sense of cash flow desperation, the fear that if you don't win another new client quickly, if you don't say, yes, please sign here, if you don't see this client when they want you to see them at a ridiculous time in the evening or even the night time, where you have to travel, you know, silly miles, that you'll never cover your business and personal overheads. Ever feel like that? Another series of problems brought to me and can be solved and need to stop happening to you. And that's where you feel that you are receiving referrals from clients and in this particular case from professional introducers, maybe a solicitor or an accountant, and they're very friendly and they're very kind to you, but you know what? You feel you're being fed the scraps. You feel you're being dealt clients who have problem cases that will take a lot of your time and energy and consume you for not tremendously good rewards, and that you're aware that that professional introducer, maybe that solicitor, has other relationships of a similar service to you, and they seem to be getting better clients to you. Have you ever had that happen to you and you just wonder, what on earth's going on? How can I reverse that situation? Have you ever had clients leave you? And that's to be expected, so client churn, as it's called, you should expect that as part of your business history. But have you ever had them leave you and you don't know why? You have no idea why they've abandoned you and your service. You don't know what's wrong with the relationship. And maybe they won't tell you, or they're trying to tell you, but you feel they're just giving you a flimsy surface explanation. And you know there's something deeper going on, but you don't understand what it is. Well, you can change that. And then whenever you go to business networking meetings, and maybe you don't do that, but if you've ever been to them in the past and you felt that you're right on the edge of the circle, there's a circle of relationships going on in the community, there's a circle of friendships and business being passed backwards and forwards and deep conversations going on, and you're right on the edge of them, you're almost being shunned within that meeting. Have you ever felt like that in a community you've been trying to get into? I wonder how you could reverse that. Well, in the attraction pillar, I want to help you take all those things that are touching a raw nerve that you want to stop happening and change them and get the opposite done so that you're winning in this game of client attraction.